After reviewing more than 60 mining contracts in unstable but resource-rich DRC, a government commission has recommended that nearly every contract be renegotiated, at least to some degree. But the specific recommendations of the commission will not be released to the public. Mining Minister Martin Kabalulu says a panel of ministers will work directly with the mining companies to address the commission's concerns.
Chaque entreprise, dis-je, devait faire d'abord une étude.
For example, Kabalulu says all mining companies should have done a feasibility study before signing contracts, but the majority did not. Many of the deals were originally negotiated during Congo's chaotic civil war, which officially ended in 2003.
Or, l'étude de faisabilité, c'est elle qui détermine la quantité.
Without the feasibility study, Kabalulu says it was up to the private company to decide, for instance, the level of investment the company would make in the surrounding community. He says now the DRC government will work with mining companies to prepare feasibility studies to ensure the contracts benefit the local population as well as the Congolese state. Kabalulu says he does not expect the government will have to revoke any contracts.
Nous verrons s'il y a moyen de marcher.
He says the government will attempt to come to an understanding with all mining companies. He says this is not the moment to chase anyone away, and that the government needs to work with everyone. The government has forbidden all mining activity in the Walikale region, a key area for the mining of coltan, a mineral used in the production of cell phones. The forested area in Congo's far east is a site of ongoing conflict between local militias, Rwandan-backed fighters, Congolese soldiers, and others, as each group tries to gain control of the mineral wealth there.
Tous les titres qui sont à Walikale, ce sont des titres de recherche.
Kabalulu says mining permits in Walikale are only for research purposes, but he says there has been large-scale illegal mining. The government estimates about 1,200 tons per month of coltan and other minerals have been illegally and clandestinely exported from the region. Some NGOs say the government has not been open enough about the review process or how they plan to improve the impact of mining on the country. Joseph Bobia is the spokesman for Congolese-based environmental and development watchdog, SENADEP.
Je crois la démarche n'est pas si mauvaise.
He says it is not a bad system to work directly with mining companies to renegotiate the contracts. But he says the government needs to be more transparent in its dealings with mining companies so that all the people affected by the agreements, including the local population, can be informed. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.